Tiger suffers setback in court as judge gives prosecutors access to golf legend's prescription drug history. By Warner Todd Houston on May 12, 2026. Golf great Tiger Woods has lost a bid to exclude his prescription drug records from the courtroom in his latest drunk driving case, according to reports. Florida Judge Darren Steele has ruled that prosecutors will be allowed to obtain the five-time Masters winner's medical records via subpoena to Woods' pharmacy, according to the New York Post. Last month, prosecutors had announced that they intended to seek the golfer's records from Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach to ascertain if any of the drugs prescribed to Woods warned users against driving after taking them. Prosecutors also wanted to know what drugs Woods was prescribed, how many pills were part of each prescription, and what restrictions were placed on their usage. Woods' attorney, Douglas Duncan, objected to the request and told the judge that the golfer has a constitutional right to privacy in the records. Eventually, though, Duncan acquiesced to the subpoena. As long as the records were shared only with prosecutors, law enforcement, experts, and defense, and no one else, including the press or the public record of the proceedings. Woods was arrested at the end of March and charged with driving under the influence, property damage, and refusing to submit to a urine test, following a rollover accident in Florida. A police report said that Woods swerved his Range Rover to avoid a collision but struck the back of a pickup truck, which was turning onto a driveway, causing the Range Rover to roll over. Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek said that Woods exited the vehicle by climbing through the passenger's side door. Officers said they felt Woods was driving impaired and administered a breathalyzer. He passed that test, proving that he was not driving under the influence of alcohol, but refused to take a urine test. Woods has had several incidents with motor vehicle accidents and subsequent charges of driving under the influence. In 2021, his career was nearly ended after a crash in California left him with severe leg injuries. In 2017, he was arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida, on suspicion of driving under the influence. Woods entered a guilty plea to the charge of reckless driving and paid a $250 fine in addition to attending DUI classes. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.